News now from AM 550, FM 99.9, WSAU.
Good morning, I'm Chris Conley, and this is a web news update from WSAU, AM and FM, and WSAU.com. We do have a federal government shutdown this morning. The House of Representatives passed two funding bills yesterday that would have kept the government running, but also would have stripped away dollars from Obamacare, and the Senate yesterday rejected both of them. House Speaker John Boehner says the final bill should go to conference committee, but the Senate is expected to turn down that offer later this morning.
The Senate has continued to reject our offers, but under the Constitution, there's a way to resolve this process, and that is to go to conference and talk through your differences. And I would hope that the Senate would accept our offer to go to conference and discuss this so that we can resolve this for the American people.
Now, Senate Majority Leader Harry Reid says indeed Obamacare is the sticking point.
All this stuff they keep sending over here, they are so fixated on embarrassing our president, the President of the United States. They think an election's coming this November. It happened last November. He was elected by 5 million votes over what Romney got.
President Obama says the shutdown is not necessary. He says he is also concerned about furloughs at the Pentagon and affecting non-essential military personnel.
You and your families deserve better than the dysfunction we're seeing in Congress. Your talents and dedication help keep our military the best in the world. That's why I'll keep working to get Congress to reopen our government and get you back to work as soon as possible.
Congressman Mark Pocan, Democrat from Madison, says the House is acting like a bully here.
They've already had 44 votes to try to get rid of the Affordable Care Act. I mean, this is really at the point of lunacy.
There was no one on Wisconsin's congressional delegation that crossed party lines yesterday. Regardless of the government shutdown, this is the first day that the new health insurance exchanges under Obamacare are up and running.
Wisconsin residents who do not have health insurance provided through their employer or no longer qualify for Badger Care benefits can now sign up for coverage through the exchange. State Department of Health Services Deputy Secretary Kevin Moore says there's plenty of information and advice available to help guide people.
It's the beginning of the enrollment period. They need to know healthcare.gov. They need to know the toll-free number because if there's questions, that's where they need to go.
Exchange information can be found at healthcare.gov or by calling 1-800-318-2596. Open enrollment ends on December 15th.
Andrew Beckett, WSAU News.
Soon it will be up to the jury to decide the case against Jeffrey Trevino. Yesterday he decided not to take the witness stand in his own defense.
Closing arguments in the trial of Jeffrey Trevino start at 9 o'clock. Trevino is accused of killing Kira Steger last February when they were having marital problems and she had an affair with her boss. Steger's body was found in the Mississippi River nearly 2 months later. Prosecutors rested their case early yesterday and the defense didn't call a single witness, not even Jeffrey Trevino in his own defense. After the closing arguments, there will be additional jury instructions, and the 14 jurors will have two selected as alternates before deliberations begin. The jury is expected to get the case later today. I'm Larry Lee, WSAU News.
A convicted sex offender has completed his sentence and has now been released in Wausau. He's 53-year-old Robert F. Burlack. He will have to wear a GPS monitoring device, and we do have his mugshot posted at WSAU.com. One person is hospitalized after an explosion and power outage at UC Berkeley, not far from San Francisco. School officials say people across the campus were evacuated last night. A huge plume of smoke billowed from a generator near the school's Bancroft Library. Now let's check our Newsline 9 forecast. Here's meteorologist Justin Lowe.
Indian summer weather again on the way for today, becoming mostly sunny in the afternoon. Breezy, a high of 75, west wind at 10 to 20. Tonight, clear and quiet, a low down to 43. Tomorrow, sunny in the morning, then increasing clouds later in the day, a high of 72. Thursday, some showers likely, maybe a couple of thunderstorms, a high of 70. And Friday, again, scattered showers, maybe an isolated storm, and a high of 69. I'm Newsline 9 meteorologist Justin Lowe on AM 550, FM 99.9, WSAU.
All right, Justin, that is a nice fall-like forecast for all of us in central Wisconsin. If you'd like the six-day forecast and the latest weather radar anytime, it's up 24-7 at WSAU.com/weather. I'm Chris Conley, WSAU News.